Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster. Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, and I'm delighted to be chatting today with Amber Henderson-Smart, who's Managing Director, Global Head of Client Implementation at HSBC, based in London. Welcome, Amber.
Thanks, Christy, for having me today.
Delighted. So perhaps you could start with a quick introduction for those of us in our audience who don't know you.
Sure. So as you said, I'm the Global Head of Client Implementation for Global Payment Solutions at HSBC. Me and my team are accountable for the client implementation experience, driving continuous improvement for clients across both our commercial banking and global banking businesses. And I also lead regional teams of implementation project managers, negotiators, and technical specialists that work closely with our clients to get them onboarded to our payment and liquidity solutions.
Very cool. So for those in the audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we're going to start with some rapid fire questions, just one word answers, followed by six more detailed questions. So are you ready, Amber? Let's go. Who or what inspires you?
My dad.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Hard work, because this removes the need for luck.
What drives you?
Making things better.
Favorite quote or motto that you live by?
We get it done.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percent of attributes do you feel you need in order to be confident in your application?
About 50%.
And what's the coolest payments company today?
It's hard to name just one company, but the cool companies are those that make payments easily, seamless, and always available.
Awesome. All right. So now that we know a bit more about you, Amber, let's move into the more in-depth questions. Tell us, what has been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
There's lots of challenges, and the more senior you become, the problems you're required to solve tend to get bigger. The one challenge I would say is moving up the ladder comes with politics, and the politics do get trickier the higher you climb. This requires resilience and reminding yourself that it's business and not personal. And I also try to take time to stop and reflect on how I approach different situations. And the challenging ones tend to be the ones you learn the most.
Very cool. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career to date?
I would say my greatest accomplishment has been creating followership. In my prior role as Global Head of Domestic Payments, also at HSBC, I established a large change program and grew a big team over time. And when I was appointed to my new role last year, I was really delighted to have so many people who wanted to come over and join me, many willing to come over without any role details or any information because they had confidence in my leadership and ability to create opportunities for them. And it's on days when I'm feeling like an imposter or I'm unsure what I'm doing, I think about the followership that I've been able to create, and this means I must be doing something right.
Absolutely. If there's one thing you could have done differently in your career, what might that have been?
If I could go back in time and give myself advice, it would be not to focus so much on perfection. Whether it be a presentation, a paper, an idea, perfection often gets in the way of taking progress. And sometimes creating momentum, even with small steps, is going to lead to bigger impact much sooner. Looking back, there's loads of examples I have where I've spent too much time and effort trying to perfect something, and this has limited my capacity at work as well as in my personal life.
It's a great quote by Sheryl Sandberg to that effect, better done than perfect.
I like that.
Indeed. How important have networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
Sure. Networks and connections are really important. My advice to people early in their career is to focus on the networks that are going to help you do your job really well. This is going to give you more valuable value than coffee chats with senior executives in the early days of your career, because doing your job really well is going to create visibility and opportunities that will progress your career. And then as you become more senior, you need to nurture and expand that network because this remains really important to gain sponsorship and validation of your ideas while also creating paths to grow your career.
Awesome. As a senior female leader, Amber, how have you helped shape the culture of your business at HSBC?
Sure. I've helped create a culture shift by being a role model for meritocracy, showing vulnerability and challenging the status quo. And in a fairly short time in my new role, I've been able to improve employee engagement by raising greater awareness of the value my team brings to the organization. And I've done this by establishing clear team purpose and priorities, and then increased the communication and visibility of what we've achieved, both within my immediate function and the organization more broadly. This approach is really simple, but it has been effective to driving a high-quality, client-obsessed culture.
Awesome. Last question. What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in this industry?
My top advice would be to get your network in order, find the people to help do your job day to day, as well as mentors and sponsors. I really strongly believe that we're better together and we achieve more as a team. And your network is also going to give you support to progress and give you confidence to try new things. And trying new things is a key ingredient to grow your career. And if you do feel comfortable most of the time, it's probably time to take on a new challenge.
That very inspiring note. Thank you so much, Amber, for sharing your career journey with us and your words of wisdom. And I'm going to thank all of our listeners as I encourage you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
Thanks, Christy. It's been a pleasure.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.